Unit 20, Television. Section 2, Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Great, Friends is on. I love this show. Want to watch it with me?
Thanks, but I can't. Did you know that today is the first day of TV turnoff week?
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yep. It was started in the mid-90s by an organization that thinks people should watch less TV and do a lot more reading. Every year at this time, thousands of people stop watching TV for a week.
And you're one of them?
Uh-huh. I think it's a great idea.
I don't. TV isn't a bad thing. It just depends on how you use it. There are plenty of intelligent shows out there. And haven't you heard about that new book, TV Makes You Smarter?
Yeah. There have been a lot of articles about it lately. However, the idea of TV making you smarter just seems a little silly to me.
You should read the book. I did. It talks about how TV has become so complex that watching it is like exercise for the brain. For example, some shows encourage the viewer to follow and understand up to 12 different storylines at once.
That's not as much exercise for the brain as a good book, though. And what about commercials? An average hour of network TV has 16 minutes worth of commercials. They don't make you smarter, do they?
Well, maybe not.
I still think TV makes you less smart. Reading makes you use your imagination, but not with TV. And the worst thing about it is its effect on kids. Did you know that the average American kid spends more time in front of the TV than in school?
Are you sure about that?
Yes, it's a proven fact.
But most shows for kids are educational, aren't they?
A lot of them are. But most of the stuff kids actually watch is not, like cartoons. And there was a study that showed that kids in elementary school who have TVs in their bedrooms had lower test scores.
Really? Well, children's TV viewing should be limited.
So should adults, if you ask me. Most people in this country don't get enough exercise because they're always sitting in front of the TV. Watching a lot of TV is associated with overeating and being overweight in both kids and grown-ups.
I know, but like I said, it's how you use it. It is possible to be a fan of TV without getting stupid or getting fat.
Okay, but you might be surprised at how much you can enjoy a week without it. You find you have more time for your family, your friends, and for doing other things you enjoy. Why don't you try it with me?
No TV at all? For a whole week?
A whole week. Do you think you can do it?
You do make a pretty strong case. But let's just wait till Friends is over. Number one, what is the conversation mainly about? Number two, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the questions.
Did you know that today is the first day of TV turnoff week?
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yep. It was started in the mid-90s by an organization that thinks people should watch less TV and do a lot more reading. What does the woman mean when she says this?
I didn't even know there was such a thing. Number three, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. TV isn't a bad thing. It just depends on how you use it. There are plenty of intelligent shows out there. And haven't you heard about that new book, TV Makes You Smarter?
Yeah, there have been a lot of articles about it lately. But the idea of TV making you smarter just seems a little silly to me.
You should read the book. What does the woman think of the book, TV Makes You Smarter? Number four, which of the following is not mentioned as a disadvantage of TV? Number five, according to the conversation, which of the following is not true? Number six, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. Well, children's TV viewing should be limited.
So should adults, if you ask me.
What does the man mean when he says this?
So should adults, if you ask me.
Number seven, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Okay, but you might be surprised at how much you can enjoy a week without it. you find you have more time for your family, your friends, and for doing other things you enjoy. Why don't you try it with me?
No TV at all? For a whole week? Which of the following best expresses how the woman feels about the man's suggestion? Number 8. It can be inferred from the conversation that the woman,